I believe it's time to rejoice this Christmas season. Our gospel bears something new, a burning light of Christ, a light that was born in and through him. This light shines bright in all things. Darkness is overcome. All shadows cease in him. Let's give him praise. But hold on. Not all see the light. Not all choose to recognize the light in Christ. Not all choose to receive him. This saddens me because not knowing Christ is to not know his love. There's no blame here, no thundering dogma. But to know Christ is to know his bountiful love. It would be my hope that all would come to know this love we see firsthand and in abundance within John's gospel. Christ's love is like food to those who hunger, like water to those who thirst. The evangelist describes Christ in terms of a cosmic relationship, one of God to the Son, one of Christ the Word to the world, a meshing of the eternal presence to the temporal. Logos is used. This Greek term figured prominently in early Stoicism as a rational principle of the universe. And Philo, a contemporary philosopher to the evangelist, regarded Logos as a way of speaking about God's creation and its governance. As we continue this reference to Genesis, we recognize this sense of grand planning in the midst of God's Word. God literally breathes life into existence within and through Christ. And as the Word was spoken, it became life creating. In reference to the Word becoming flesh, John uses the Greek word sarx, meaning flesh, thus placing full humanity with God. God becoming human. What could be better? What could be a better way to understand God but through the Son, the Word made flesh? Yahweh has been revealed through Christ, and we have become one with him through Christ. Therefore, let us give him praise.